It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Monday, May 17th, 2021. We have 16 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we have a small craft advisory in effect from this afternoon through late tonight. West winds 5 to 10 knots, gusting to 15, becoming southwest 10 to 15, gusting to 25 knots in the afternoon. Wind waves from the southwest 2 feet high at 5 seconds apart, and southwest swells 2 feet at 16 seconds apart. So we've got those wind waves and the swells both coming from the same direction. That could cause the seas together, so combined seas, to be a little bit higher than those numbers that they have in the forecast. And today we're going to be talking more about the Jones Act and the potential waiver that I talked about with you last week to address the gasoline crisis in the Southeast has come to pass. President Biden has issued two waivers to two different companies of the Jones Act to allow gasoline to be carried on foreign flag ships between southern ports and New Jersey. So I will explain a little bit more about that in just a minute and just review with you again what the Jones Act is, kind of an important thing. But first, a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. We've got 5 inbounders. We have 7 in our Astoria anchorages, and we have 4 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival on the river is the African spoonbill, named after a very interesting bird. Arriving from China, she's headed for Kalama's anchorage. She came into the river at about 4:30 a.m. and will probably be in Kalama by about 9:30 this morning. And she will be picking up soda ash upriver eventually. The MSXT Athena is our next inbounder, arriving from China, headed for the Astoria anchorage. She'll be there by about 11:30 this morning. She will ultimately go upriver to pick up wheat. The Star Hansa is arriving from Sacramento. She's headed for Longview to pick up logs. We'll pass Astoria around 2:30 p.m. and will be in the Longview port of Longview by about 6 p.m. The ATB Dublin C is arriving from Anacortes, headed for Portland. Her cargo, refined petroleum, and she will pass Astoria around 4:30 p.m., give her about 6 hours to get up to Portland. The Atlantic Ruby is arriving from Japan, headed for Kalama. She is probably carrying steel, coils of steel, and she will pass Astoria around 4:30 p.m., look for her in Kalama by about 9:30 this evening. In our Astoria anchorages, we have the New Aspiration, headed for Vancouver to pick up wheat, leaving around 11 a.m. She'll get there about 5 p.m. Awaiting orders in the anchorage, we have the Sunleaf Grace. She's going to be carrying wheat eventually, as is the Avalon. And we also have the Aqua Vita Sol, the Star Astrid, the Shandong Pencheng, and the Evangelia. In our outbounders, we have the Melbourne Spirit. She is leaving Kalama with wheat on board, she's already passed by. She left about 2 a.m. from Kalama, passed by Astoria probably around 7 a.m., headed out to sea across the Columbia River Bar with wheat on board. The Bunun Respect, leaving Longview with soda ash on board at about 5:30 p.m. She'll pass Astoria about 9 p.m. outbound. The RCC Tianjin is a car carrier, leaving the Port of Portland around 6 p.m. with Hyundais on board, possibly Fords. Leaving the Port of Portland around 6 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around midnight, and the Serene Jessica is leaving the Port of Portland around 11 p.m. with soda ash on board. She'll pass Astoria outbound around 5 a.m. tomorrow morning. Well, today I want to talk with you a little more about the Jones Act. Last week I talked about that as a waiver of the Jones Act to allow fuel to move from one U.S. port to another on foreign flag vessels. And there is currently a law that has been on the books in the U.S. for many years called the Jones Act. And it says that you cannot ship if you're going to ship a cargo from one U.S. port to another, so a domestic cargo, you have to use a U.S. flagship that is built in the U.S. and has a U.S. crew on board. So that is the Jones Act. It was created to protect the U.S. merchant fleet from kind of being overrun by foreign flag vessels, because elsewhere in the world and coming into our ports from many other countries are foreign flag vessels. So this law has just been temporarily, and I say temporarily so that you know this is not a permanent change to the law. It's a temporary waiver to two different companies that will allow them to ship gasoline to the U.S. East Coast from another U.S. port using foreign flag vessels. So let me share this article. It's from Reuters. The Biden administration granted oil refiner Citgo Petroleum a Jones Act shipping waiver, allowing it to move fuel between U.S. ports on a foreign flagged vessel, two sources told Reuters on Friday, making it the second company to secure a waiver this week. The waivers are intended to help ease distribution of fuel after a major pipeline serving the U.S. East Coast was forced to shut by a cyber attack last week, triggering widespread shortages of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. The Department of Homeland Security had announced the second waiver on Friday, but did not name the recipient. Citgo is planning to use the waiver to ship approximately 200,000 barrels of jet fuel, gasoline, and ultra-low sulfur diesel fuel from Lake Charles, Louisiana to Linden, New Jersey on a foreign flagged vessel that would be a tanker. Citgo did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Valero had received the second initial Jones Act waiver, so Citgo and Valero. So the Jones Act, just to recap that, requires goods moved between U.S. ports to be carried by ships built domestically and staffed by U.S. crews, a law intended to protect the U.S. shipping industry. Giving waivers to the Jones Act is one way the government can help fuel supplies reach some areas hardest hit by the pipeline outage as pump prices continue to surge. So the process is expected to take several days, and the Biden administration has said that the waivers are temporary, but they will stay in place until the fuel supply situation is resolved. And just a point of information, in case you're wondering how this works, we have ships coming, delivering cargo to different ports along the coast here that are foreign flag vessels. So I'll say, you know, there's a car carrier coming from Puget Sound, from, say, Tacoma. So you have a foreign flag car carrier leaving Tacoma, coming to the Columbia River to, say, Portland, the port of Portland, and then going down the coast, say, to LA and San Francisco. Why is that legal with the Jones Act in place? And that's because that cargo originated in Asia, and the car carriers are not picking up any cargo in any of the places they stop. They are simply delivering it. And so that means that they are not subject then to the Jones Act regulations. If they were to load cars, say, in to come from Japan, go to Tacoma, load cars there, and bring them to Portland, that would be a violation of the Jones Act. So just a little bit of interesting side note, footnote there on the ships that do come into our waters here, which are most often foreign flag vessels. And so you may hear me talk about, as I did today, about a ship with Hyundais on board picking up Fords in Portland. They are taking those Fords to Asia, and they are not dropping them off at another U.S. port elsewhere on the coast here. And just one final note, why aren't we using U.S. flag vessels to do this work? And as I talked with you about last week, a lot of those U.S. flag vessels have been in mothballs during the pandemic. And so that probably means that the reason why this waiver was enacted was because the U.S. flag ships certainly were not available, or they would have used them. You've been listening to The Ship Report, show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.